Band's latest release, Death and Legacy, will come out February 25th at Napalm Records. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
Actually, you know, the concept of the new CD is about historic person. You know, the title of the CD, the name of the CD, Death and Legacy, stands exactly for this concept. Because all these persons, for sure, they are dead now. So, yeah. but they all had or have a legacy which is lasting until today. For example, a guy like Columbus or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He discovered America, so his legacy was a new continent, for example, and all the other persons as well, for example, like Giacomo Casanova or something like that, you know, there is enough stuff and enough story that even movies are produced at the moment with this storyline from his life, and, for example, also Cortez, who explored or who conquered South America or Mexico and something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everything is about this death, and on the other side, the legacy.
And what made you guys decide to pick up this character versus, you know, a bunch of other ones? What are there, like, persons that particularly interest you guys, or how was the selection process?
We did a lot of research when we fixed the concept. We came up with a whole lot of such people. And in the end, we just picked out the ones we were interested in the most or who gave us some kind of connection to them. For example, like Heinrich Kramer, who was an inquisitor here in Austria. So basically, it was more by random than the way that we said, okay, we need this person, then we need that person. We just picked them out the way they popped out into our minds, and we just liked what they did, and yeah, that's basically it.
And how did you guys started composing the music for this? You picked up the persons, had some kind of backdrop, or how was the music writing process now that you had your characters?
The main idea was to get this kind of movie soundtrack into our metal music. That's why we dismissed the modern keyboard sounds or the growls we had in our previous album. That was the basic or the main idea when we started writing the music. Then, you know, we always come up with a whole lot of ideas and just start recording a lot of different things. And then when we had the person, we just said, okay, this person needs a song into this or that direction. You know, some persons, we said, okay, the more poppy sound would fit more, or on the other hand, a more darker sound or more heavy sound would fit the best to this person and to this happening. so we had a look into all our ideas, and then we started picking out, you know, several melodies and so on. And that's when the main songwriting process began. In the end, you know, it's always hard to describe how we write our songs, but in the end, we think that each person fits the song perfectly.
For example, a guy like Francis Drake or something like that, you know, he was a pirate, and he fought a lot of sea battles. So for that theme or for that kind of story, you need a bombastic song, you know, a speed song with a lot of choirs and orchestrations and something like that. So, on the other hand, for example, like Changing Fate with Amanda Somerville, it is a story about the relationship between the Queen and Sir Francis Drake when he failed at his last battle. And so it's more just, yeah, ballad style that fits to that theme. So we really wanted to check it out, that every theme has got its own soundtrack.
And talking about the whole album has, you know, like you guys are talking about, they have like this big concept. Everything seems to be over the top, really ambitious. Were you guys concerned at any point that you were going to go way over budget, or the label was just going to say, no, you're putting too much into it, or what were your main concerns about this whole, you know, super ambitious project?
We've gone over budget by far. So we are a little bit worried now, but no. You know, we always wanted to do the best we could at that time, and of course there have been some times, especially during the recordings, where we already spent so much, so many hours into this production, only in writing songs and doing the concepts, the research, the lyrics and everything. And, you know, the recordings were the last step, and sometimes, of course, it was hard, and at some point you don't know how the end result will be exactly, and how will the album be accepted by the people. And those were the main concerns we had, but in the end we always just wanted to do what we would like to hear from other bands too. So, yeah, some minor concerns, but nothing special in the end.
And
actually, for sure, we put a lot of private money into this product because we really wanted to have a high-end result. For example, also the video clip and the artwork and some of that. So it was very expensive all in all, but I think it was worth it.
And how do you guys feel about this project, the product, now that you actually can sit down and listen to it without having to worry about, you know, any of the details behind it?
You know, when finishing a product, it's always the start of a new one. We are already starting collecting ideas for the next release, so this will be a long way again till the final product. But right now we are really, really happy that the album finally is in stores, because, or at least in stores in Europe right now, because it was a long time of songwriting, long time of production. We wanted to get it out earlier, but it wasn't possible without having
in quality.
Yeah, exactly.
And now that you have this, you know, this massively sounding record, how are you guys? Are you guys concerned on how you're gonna make it, you know, work for the live setting?
Right now, we are rehearsing quite often to make it to the live shows, which will start by the end of next week. And we just worked the way we worked on our previous albums, which means that we try to reduce the sound to our live performance. You know, we only have one guitarist, and two or ten guitarists. We sing the choirs with four voices and not with 50 voices, and so on and so on. So our live shows will be more rough, definitely. But on the same side, we should be able to perform songs in a great way.
Actually, the new thing is now on the upcoming touring that we will include a female singer as well, because on Death and Legacy we've got three duets with female singers. So yeah, there is no other choice for us to include a female singer as well. But I think that's a good point, because it makes the music a bit bigger now on stage as well, because with Fabio, our new bass player, and the female singer, we are really able to sing the big choirs completely live, you know, and that's a big advantage in comparison to other bands, for example.
And in terms of this female singer, is it somebody known in the scene, or is it somebody you're just coming up with?
We had a plan to include somebody who is known to the scene, but it didn't turn out in the way we wanted it to be, because the voice just didn't fit Georg's voice somehow. So in the end, we worked with some known singers from our surroundings, and so those won't be female singers that are known to the people.
And for sure, on the upcoming tour with Delane, there will be a chance to sing the song Serenade of Flames together with Charlotte from Delane, because she's on the album and she's on tour with us. So yeah, perfect.
And how do you guys went around for, getting all this this three other female singers, since everybody has their own label and, you know, the politics between labels and stuff? How was the process of getting all this put together?
Actually, you know, the collaboration with the girls itself was very easy. For example, Eileen, we have met her on our first tour with Camelot in Granada in Spain. And she was, and she still is, a big Serenity fan. So we just asked her, and she immediately agreed to do a collaboration with us. And she came over to Austria two times, one time for the vocal recordings and one time for the video recordings. And we really became good friends. So it was no problem at all. And even Nuclear Blast had no problem with, or has no problem with, this collaboration. And Morten, really, the big boss
yeah.
behind Serenia, liked Serenity as well, and so it was okay for him as well. And with Charlotte, you know, we know her from the second Camelot tour, because Delane was also part of this package, and we even have the same producer. His name is Oliver Phillips, from the German band Everon. He's producing Delane and he's producing Serenity. So this was no problem at all with her personally. But with Roadrunner, we had some things to clarify, because, you know, it's always a bit difficult with really big labels, you know, like majors, like Roadrunner and stuff like that. And with Amanda Somerville, we knew her from the Avantasia albums and from Epica albums and from Camelot and so on. So we really were and are big fans from her voice. And we met her in 2009, I think, yeah, on the second Camelot tour in Tilburg in the Netherlands. And, yeah, she only wanted to hear the song in advance, but 5 minutes after my mail, she replied that the song is great and that she's looking forward to the collaboration.
And in terms of record companies, record labels, it was much easier with her because she doesn't have an exclusive contract to one of those labels.
Exactly. That was a problem a bit with Charlotte. Yeah. She's an exclusive artist of Roadrunner Records.
And, I mean, now that you guys have all this done, are there, like, things that you would think, oh, man, we should have done that differently, or that you wouldn't have done now that you learned your lessons with this album?
You know, it's always very difficult after a production. You have heard the song so often, you were included in every step, so it's very hard to, yeah, say if there is something we could have done better or not. But I think
there will always be some things that we should do better, or could do, yeah, maybe not better, but you could do it in a different way.
Exactly. Yeah.
But in the end, we are absolutely satisfied with this album, and it really is a production that we would like to hear from other bands also. So, absolutely happy right now.
Yeah.
And do you guys think that you could have done the same album with, you know, the whenever you guys were starting, or before you released your full length, with the amount of time and effort you did it now due to technology?
No, we couldn't make it without doing the previous album, because we learned so many things, you know, in recording techniques, in our personal ability to play our instruments and how to sing, how to cope with studio situations, dealing with the business itself, and so on. So I think we could not do this album without the knowledge we have today.
And in terms of touring, now you guys have some dates probably in Europe. Are there any plans or talks to come over to North America?
Actually, we hope so. You know, the problem is that it's, well, very expensive to go on tour in the U.S. because, you know, you need this special, I don't know the word in English,
I think it's
special
visa.
Yeah, visa.
The word in English as well. Yeah. You need a visa, and then the flights and stuff like that. And, yeah, but Actually, there are plans to go over there in autumn, and hopefully it will work, that we will really make it the first time to be on tour in the U.S. as well, because I think we've got a good fan base there, so hopefully it will work.
And out of all the productions that come with, you know, the similar concepts, similar guest singers, extreme, like, symphonic arrangements and stuff, what do you think makes Serenity, sets you guys apart from the rest of the bands?
We're the best one. No, just kidding. No. I think
it's several things. For the first part, we make quite unique and great songs, I think. Maybe a little bit selfish, but I think that we are really good in writing songs. And then, of course, Georg has a very special voice, which keeps us apart, sets us on top of other bands. And we also now try to represent this concept on stage as well as on the artworks, on the web, and so on. So I think it's a combination of all those things.
I mean, it's nothing completely new, because, you know, for sure we are fans from bands like, I don't know, Nightwish, Symphony X, and Camelot, and stuff like that. So for sure it's not new, but it's on the same level, I think. And yeah, so hopefully we'll get in the same range as they are.
And in terms of the future, what do you think it's the future for Serenity? Where do you guys see yourself in, let's say, 5 years?
Headlining Wacken and headlining tours all through the world.
A lot of girls and a lot of money. No. Actually, it's very difficult to say anything about that. But, you know, if we wouldn't have the dream to get bigger and to get a bit more success, we would not do that. Exactly. Because it's much more than a hobby or something like that. It's nearly a full-time job. Although we are not able to live through Serenity, but we spend all our time, all our rest time in this band, and hopefully someday we will be able to make the next step, hopefully with this album now.
And kind of, it's one of a kind of weird question. What if you guys had like unlimited budget to do a live show for, like, let's say DVD show or whatever? What would you guys use to bring the whole concept to life, besides the costumes that you kind of use now?
Right now we worked on a stage design also, which is more complicated than the previous ones. So we try to represent the concept also in the stage design, you know, with backdrops, lights, and candlelight and everything.
We will use candles, and, you know, for our dream would be to bring a real musical on stage with a lot of guest singers and with a lot of stage, I don't know the word in English, stage buildings or something like that, you know?
Stage props.
Stage drops, and yeah, that would be great. And even a real orchestra would be great to have on stage. But, yeah, we will see. Perhaps in the future we will be able to do that as well.
And are you guys currently pleased with the band sound and everything, or are you expecting to have a drastic change into more commercial waters in the future?
It's hard to tell, you know, because I think we do what we want to do, and if it works out, also in a commercial way, we are happy. But you know, we don't force it. We don't say, okay, let's do this kind of music just to earn some money. We try what we are able to do and what we like to do. So if it works out, it works out. If not, okay.
We're fucked up.
And what were you? What advice would you guys give now to other bands that are trying to, you know, progress in this very crowded and highly competitive music scene?
Learn from everybody you can. Spend as much much time as possible in getting to know your instrument and getting to know how to perform, and also how the business itself works. So just keep it up. maybe someday it will work.
Okay, are there like any closing remarks that you guys would tell the people in North America that are waiting for this release and want to see you guys live?
We hope to make it to the U.S. soon. We want everybody to stay close to our website for new touring activities, for news and...
for merchandise and everything else.
Merchandise and album samples and so on.
It's www.serenity-band.com, and
hopefully we'll see us soon.
Yeah, for sure.